Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 77. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says that the legislative session of 2024 isn't quite over. She has officially called for a special session for the state legislature to reconvene to discuss tax relief plans in the state. As KSNT News reports that according to Governor Kelly, she has announced that Tuesday, June 18th will be the day for the special session. As Governor Kelly released a statement yesterday saying, quote, I am committed to working with the legislature to deliver responsible, sustainable tax cuts for all Kansans. A special session provides the opportunity for bipartisan collaboration on comprehensive tax relief that does not threaten Kansas's solid fiscal foundation. By working together, we can swiftly come to a compromise to put more money back into Kansans' pockets. After the announcement, Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins released a statement as well, saying that the reality is that the $84,000-plus-a-day special session could have been completely avoided because the legislature already delivered a bipartisan, sustainable tax relief plan. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
It's Morgan, and I'm on the phone with Mike at Midwest Kia. Mike, your team has worked hard to provide your customers with a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience. For most of our listeners, it all begins with a visit to your website. I noticed some big changes online. What's going on?
That's right, Morgan. We recently updated our Midwest Express buying tool. It helps calculate payments, trade values, taxes, and more. Plus, we've added lenders who can provide full approval before you even step in the door. Those that have used the tool have saved as much as 2 hours from the typical dealership experience.
I know rebates and incentives can confuse some buyers, so does it also help with those?
Absolutely. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we've really helped cut through a ton of the red tape so you can focus on finding the perfect ride.
Now, that's what I call a better way to buy. If you're looking for a new ride, make sure to visit my friends at Midwest Kia and online at MidwestKia.com. As always, see why people are singing.
We want to see ya! Midwest Kia.
No disclaimer needed. Like we said, simple, transparent, and fast. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
Experts at Kansas State University are warning farmers across the state of Kansas to be on the lookout for a new threat that may be devouring crops. As KSNT News reports, the latest comes out of northeast Kansas, where entomologist Anthony Zukoff with Kansas State University and the Research and Extension Office have released a press release warning about the soybean gall midge that's causing problems for soybean farmers in two northeastern Kansas counties. They say the pest can make it difficult for soybean farmers, potentially devastating production of the crop. In the statement, they say, quote, after several years of Nebraska counties on the Kansas line having infestations, soybean gall midge finally showed up in northeast Kansas and Nemaha and Marshall counties last year. They say the midge appears as a tiny fly which lays eggs in soybean fields that leads to maggots that can be feeding on the soybean stems. They say that can lead to severe lodging or the plant falling over and outright plant death. Right now, no insecticide recommendations exist to combat the spread of the pest as they are relatively new threats to farmers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. The Heritage of Red Cloud was set to close its doors on April 18th, but before that could happen, the community got together and made an effort to save the town's nursing home. The Webster County Community Hospital Foundation was able to acquire the facility from Vetter Senior Living without having to put forth any money. Approximately seven different donors gifted $375,000 to help operations costs. And as a result of that transition, the facility will now be called Heritage of Webster County. Here's what Adriel Griffin with Webster County Community Hospital had to say to KSNB Local 4.
You're talking about people's grandparents in here. It keeps them close to their families. This is their home. Red Cloud is their home. And if you take that out of the community, one, you're taking out a very significant part of our population.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Always happy with your five-star customer service.
Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer.
Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioner Fritz Blaske has filed for re-election for the 2nd District. He joined the board winning the August 2020 primary in a three-way race and has filed for a second term. Filing deadline for the August primary is noon Monday, June 3rd. The Big Blue River Days are this Friday and Saturday in downtown Marysville. Free entertainment Friday includes live circuit from 6 until 8 p.m. with a mix of classic rock through the 1980s. Mike Wiegers with the group is a 1970 graduate of Marysville High School. The Mikey Needleman Band is back as Friday night's headliner. Show starts at 9 with a variety of high-energy music over several decades. The Big Blue Barbecue is a highlight of the festival, featuring 25 competitive teams competing for a share of $10,000 in cash prizes. The event is sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society. A People's Choice Award is planned again Saturday. The event starts at 2 with sampling. Taste of Barbecue tickets are available for $25 and are limited to 250 and available at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street office or phone 785-562-3101. Saturday, the 33rd Annual Auto Fest. Registration from 8 till noon. The show runs noon till 2. The entry fee is $20 per car. $500 in cash prizes awarded. Best of show wins $500. A number of other activities are planned through the weekend with Big Blue River Days Friday and Saturday. Go online to BigBlueRiverDays.com for information or contact Marysville Chamber and Main Street. Nebraska Rod and Custom Association annual tour of Nebraska will drift into northeast Kansas Saturday with over 500 cars passing along U.S. 36 from just east of Mankato at Highway 14 to just west of Marysville at Highway 77, then turning northbound for Nebraska where the tour continues into Sunday. Gage County Museum and Historical Society opened a new summer exhibit this past weekend on the Big Blue Indian Reservations, highlighting struggles and hopes of the Yoto Missouri tribe. It will remain on display through September at the museum in Beatrice. Blue Rapids Museum will open a new exhibit, A Train Runs Through It, Saturday, June 1st, focusing on railroads and railroaders in Blue Rapids. The opening Saturday runs 9 until noon. The display will be up through December. Museum hours are Thursdays 1 to 5, Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Kansas Wildlife and Parks announces free fishing days this Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and 2nd. Residents may fish without a license, although all other regulations will apply. For details, go online to GoOutdoorsKansas.com. Annual Marshall County Spring Swine Show is Saturday, June 1st. The Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Check in 8:30 till 9, showmanship at 9:45, followed by judging and breeding and market classes. For details, phone 785-562-8626. Charles F. Charlie Griswold, age 94 of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Charlie Griswold. Betty Kasich, age 85, of Lewiston, passed away Sunday. A graveside service is planned Friday, 2 p.m. at the Evergreen Home Cemetery in Beatrice, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Betty Kasich. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday for Vonda L. Roberts Garland, who passed away December 24th. Celebration of life service Saturday at noon with a visitation beginning at 10 at the Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Vonda Roberts Garland. Services for Douglas Doug Jorgensen, age 62 of Waterville, who passed away May 4th, are planned Saturday. committal service at 2 at the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. A celebration of life service will follow at the Waterville Community Center with the Christy Andrews Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Doug Jorgensen. James H. Jim Dodds, age 82 of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service June 11th, 10 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim Dodds. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham loaf, scallop potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, turkey tetrazzini, French bread, broccoli, and applesauce. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some showers are possible into Friday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then scattered showers are possible into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Some scattered showers are possible early Saturday morning, then mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. And scattered showers are possible again into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday, otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Then scattered showers may continue into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Still some scattered showers as we head into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then rain showers may continue Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 81. Record high on this date, 103. The average low, 59. The record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 8:46. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04. It's 63 degrees this hour. Let's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 30th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
Big Blue River Days on the Bricks in downtown Marysville, Friday, May 31st and Saturday, June 1st. The fun begins Friday with the Main Street Cruise, 5 until 8, the Beer Mile Blind Draw Cornhole, and live bands with Live Circuit at 6, and the Mikey Needleman Band is back at 9. Saturday car show registration runs 8 until noon, the show from noon to 2. Kids Zone games and inflatables from 10 to 4 Saturday. Cornhole tourney and taste of barbecue at 2 with the Big Blue Parade at 2:30. And the Stolen Winnebago's live at 9. Full details online at BigBlueRiverDays.com.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Series tied in the Stanley Cup West Finals.
Ben will shovel it down low. Bouchard is up and okay. Ekholm wires it. Score! 190 feet. Ekholm makes it 5-2, and this series is going to be tied.
call from Edmonton on 630 CHED. Matthias Ekholm finding the empty net to seal the Oilers' 5-2 win over the Stars in Game 4 after rallying from a 2-0 first period deficit. The series heads back to Dallas, tied at 2 games apiece. Oilers center Matthias Janmark.
It was a really flat start from us, but right away when they scored the second one, we kind of said that we were in that position 2 days ago, and now let's flip the script on them, and then you get the first one, and then you get rolling from there.
NBA playoffs. The T-Wolves are back in Minneapolis hosting the Mavericks in Game 5 of the Western Conference Final, down 3-1. Mavs head coach Jason Kidd.
This isn't time to go for a bike ride or go to the park or the zoo. We got to figure out how to slow these guys down. We got a responsibility. We got a job to do.
Baseball. Yankees youngster Anthony Volpe continued his hot May, extending his hitting streak to 21 games, making 2 hits against the Angels, including this.
Line drive, it's a base hit down the right field line, into the corner. Volpe is rounding second. He's going for three. The throw is not in time as it gets by Guillorme. Now the ball went into the camera well, which means that Volpe gets to go home. A little league home run. It's 2-0 Yanks.
The call on Amazon Prime. Yankees win 2-1. Rockies beat the Guardians 7-4. Mariners walked off the Astros 2-1 and 10. And the Royals drubbed the Twins 6-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Shine up your ride for the 33rd Annual Auto Fest in downtown Marysville, Saturday, June 1st. The fun begins Friday with a cruise from 5:30 till 8:30 and live music at 9. Saturday events include registration from 8 until noon, with a car show noon until 2 and awards at 2:30. They'll have a barbecue contest, plus a beer garden, games, food vendors, and live music. $20 per car entry fee with $500 in cash giveaways, trophies, and best of show wins $500. The 33rd Annual Auto Fest in downtown Marysville, Saturday, June 1st, part of the Big Blue River Days in Marysville.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, it was another big loss for investors Wednesday. The Dow Jones fell 411 points, just over 1%, to land at 38,441. The S&P gave up 0.75%. The Nasdaq posted its worst session of the month, falling 0.6%. The CEO at American Airlines says changes the company made during the pandemic to the ways that businesses book flights have backfired. Shares in the carrier closed down more than 13% yesterday. Poor weather and a citrus tree disease have doubled the benchmark price of frozen concentrated orange juice in the past year. Industry analysts say manufacturers now are faced with blending in pear, apple, and grape juice to hold down the cost of orange juice. The latest social media craze is a jab at overconsumption. The No Buy Challenge offers tips, support, and community for users trying to shake the habit of spending more and more money just to accumulate more and more stuff. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, as we inch closer to the opening bell here on this now Thursday morning of trade, we'll first give you a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday. We'll also take a quick dive through the overnight session and see how things are shaping up to be today for the grains and the oil seeds. But first, we'll start in the livestock yesterday, as it was just choppy, two-sided trade for the most of the day in the hogs. However, they eventually finished lower, and it was a very tough day in the cattle markets, giving up much of Tuesday's rally. We'll start with June live cattle finishing down 120 at 183.35. August to $180.20 per hundredweight. That was a loss of 162. And even sharper falls in the feeder cattle market. The August contract fell 435 down to 260.25. September to 261.80. That was a loss of $3.90 on the day. And hogs, as mentioned, they kind of went back and forth, but eventually finishing lower. June down 2 cents at 93.77. July to 96.32. That was down 20 cents. Into the overnight session and a quick recap of yesterday. The grains and the oil seeds were mostly lower. Corn, soybeans, wheat, all in the red here this morning. We do see soybeans kind of choppy, but slightly higher. However, July beans down a half a cent at 12.13 and a half. August and beyond all slightly higher. August up a quarter cent to 12.14. Soy meal back up 250 to 371.60. However, soybean oil for July down 73 points for the overnight session at 45.15. Now, July cotton up 59 at 81.69, but the remainder of the complex is lower. Into the grains now. Yesterday, both corn and wheat were lower. Chicago did see some glimpses of higher figures. Same did spring wheat. However, they eventually finished lower. Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat all down. Through the overnight session, we see July Kansas City wheat currently down 5 1/2 at 7.14 1/4. September down 5 3/4 at 7.28 a bushel. July corn down a penny at 4.54 1/4. September down 1 1/2 at 4.63 1/2. And the oats are mostly lower. July currently down 5 1/4 at 3.79 1/4.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State Extension weed scientist warns farmers of how the weeds in their fields may be gaining more metabolic resistance or strengthening their ability to break down herbicides upon application. Jeremy Kwame explains what metabolic resistant weeds can mean for Kansas growers.
You know, when it comes to herbicide resistance, we've been talking about, you know, target site resistance, but also non-target site resistance. And so metabolic resistance is part of the non-target site resistance. And so what happens is the weeds are increasing their capacity of their ability to degrade herbicides faster. So they have this ability to break down herbicides to some what we call metabolites, which are no longer like, you know, toxic for the plant. So this is basically what we call metabolic resistance. And so there are like some large enzyme families that are responsible for breaking down those chemistries. So we have what we call the cytochrome P450s, but also we have the glutathione S transferases or GSTs.
Kwame discusses the Start Clean and Stay Clean strategy that helps with fighting metabolic resistance in wheat fields.
One aspect we always talk about is how, you know, they need to start clean and stay clean, which means they have to always, you know, plant in wheat-free, you know, fields and prevent those, you know, field-to-field and even within-field wheat seed movement, which means, you know, make sure that the equipment which are used in one field before they move to another field, they get those cleaned to remove any potential wheat seeds there and prevent any wheat seed, you know, influx from the borders, because, you know, those borders need to be kept as clean as possible. The thing is, some weeds such as palmer do have, you know, separate male and female plants. And if we have some infestations in the border, we can have a transfer of resistance to a field.
He relays another avenue producers can take to oppose metabolic resistance.
Our residual herbicides, which are really critical, you know, because our, you know, residual programs help us, you know, prevent those weeds from emerging. And also, like, post-emergence herbicides have to be optimized, be timely, and use multiple effective herbicide mode of actions for those programs.
That was Jeremy Kwame, K-State Extension weed scientist, on how farmers can act against metabolic resistance. Learn more in a K-State Agronomy e-update article titled Metabolic Resistance, a Pressing Threat Requiring Immediate Action. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They will have no sale next week. They'll be on the summer schedule with no sales June 6th and June 20, July 4th and July 18th. So every other week they will have a cattle sale, and today's sale includes 110 early consignments, 3 18-month Charley Bulls, good breeders, 1 2-year-old heifer, bred Angus, shorthorn red, 10 running age, bred, red or black, 10 black running age, cow-calf pairs, 8 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 35 weighing 4 to 6, 12 black steers and heifers 5 to 5 and a half, 8 weighing 5 to 6, 16 mixed bulls, steers and heifers weigh 5 to 750, 7 black and red heifers 800 pounds. Those early consignment listings for today's sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Again, no sale next Thursday, June 6.
Summer road trip season is almost here. We will share some advice for traveling with a family pet on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 30th, the 151st day of the year. Voice actor Mel Blanc was born in 1908, and the first Indy 500 race took place on this day in 1911. If your pet will be along for a summer road trip, here's some advice for happier traveling. Keep your pet in a carrier or crate, large enough for them to stand in and turn around. Don't feed your pet in a moving vehicle. Light meals are best, with some time for food to settle before getting back on the road. Keep them hydrated, too, with frequent access to water. If your pet isn't used to riding in a vehicle, take some practice runs around town in the weeks before your trip. And because unfamiliar places and people can bring out behavioral issues, brush up on those as well. Not bad advice for people, too. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
731 from KNDY. Overcast and 64 degrees. Likely a few degrees cooler today, highs in the middle 70s. We have a chance of some precipitation moving across Thursday, Friday, perhaps into early Saturday. Activity moving through the central part of Kansas this hour, out to the west of Salina, and then out to the west of the Wichita-Hutchinson areas.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats baseball team may have wrapped up their regular season at 15-15 overall and fell out of the Big 12 conference tournaments. However, they have made their way into the NCAA National Championships, as the team says they are excited to get into the tournament after not making it for the past few years and playing one of the toughest seasons out of any other team.
We did play the most difficult schedule in league. We played one of the most difficult schedules out of conference and overall schedule. And I kept leaning on that for our body of work, and I was hoping the committee would do the same thing. And they did. I mean, look, we're sixth place in the third best conference in the country. You know, that's a tournament resume.
The Wildcats now head to Fayetteville as the region's number 3 seed as they face number 2 Louisiana Tech on Friday. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion baseball team lost a doubleheader at Seneca, 15-13 and 14-10 on Wednesday. Marysville Senior Legion team 1-3 on the season. Home opener hosting Donovan County Sunday games at 3 and 5 p.m. at Feldhausen Field. We continue our coverage from the state track meet at Wichita and our focus Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights.
Both Frankfort boys and girls track teams entered last week's state meet looking to compete, and after three school records and one gold medal, both teams did just that. On the girls' side, freshman Tessa Parthmer had a strong showing in the 100 hurdles, breaking the school record in the preliminary runs while finishing third in finals and also bringing home a fourth-place finish in the 300 hurdles, while senior Emma Hardwick finished her high school career with a 12th-place finish in long jump and a 6th-place finish in the 300 hurdles. With three relay teams competing for the Lady Wildcats, the 4x4 and 4x8 teams both placed in the top four with a 8th-place finish from the 4x1 squad. The Frankfort boys 4x1 relay team of Lane Loizo, Fred Hyde, Brock Armstrong, and Carter Olson led the way by bringing home the gold and resetting their own school record last Saturday. Senior Ole Martin Savay closed his career out with a 2nd-place finish in discus while also breaking the 40-year-old school record. Juniors Carter Olson and Lane Loizo had strong showings for the Wildcats as Loizo claimed 3rd in the open 200 and 4th in the 100, with Olson claiming a 2nd-place finish in the 100. Fellow juniors Ty Smith and Trent Harden also competed well in field events, with Smith claiming an 8th-place finish in javelin and Harden a 7th in triple jump. When the dust settled, the Frankfort boys were able to bring home a 4th-place finish in Class 1A this year. Sending 10 athletes to state track in Class 2A last week, the Valley Heights Mustangs' lone female competitor, junior Tessa Miller, was back for her 2nd straight year in javelin and claimed an 8th-place finish. On the boys' side, Creighton Smith, Tyra Wagner, and Montana Martin all finished top 15 in their field events, with freshman Aiden Unruh finishing top 10 in pole vault. On the track, the 4x1 team of Carson Spoontz, Kaysen Bigham, Montana Martin, and Aiden Unruh finished 5th for the Mustangs' highest placing of the weekend. For a complete list of results from state track last Saturday, please go to KNDYradio.com under the Sports tab. And stay tuned, as tomorrow we will finish up our recaps here on KNDY Radio.